Yeah, it's great to have Jim at this last minute jump on with us, and we appreciate it very much. Jim, there's so many things to get answered that the time is short. So let me jump on it right away. You've been going through quite a bit up there with your players after the draft. People don't realize how hectic it gets, getting people in and out, and the beginning of starting with a playbook and all of the things that you have to start from scratch with. And it's a tough situation. Talk about a tough teaching job. It really is. And I didn't realize that at all until about my second year. And I said, my gosh, what a not many teachers that would take this on, I promise you. So anyway, having said that, Jim, you've had your draft, and now you've had some time with them in the OTAs. How do you feel about your football team?
Well, good. You know, all the veterans aren't in. They'll be coming in tomorrow. We're looking forward to that. But, you know, we've spent exclusive time with the young kids, the rookies, the draft picks, undrafted free agents. And I'm excited about the group we have. They're smart. They're tough. They love football. It's the kind of guys we want to be around. And, I'm looking forward for the next couple of weeks. We've got about, I think, 17, 18 more days with those guys before you get a little break before the season. But I think they've made great strides in the offseason, you know, learning the playbook and, you know, going out there and practicing and not really knowing what to expect, you know, in both ways, from us and from with them. And so, you know, I think it's gone excellent to this point. And, you know, I'm looking forward for these next couple of weeks.
Yeah. Now, how long are your veterans going to be there with the draftees and the free agent signings and your new people?
Well, you know, we've been working for the last 2 weeks, and almost everybody's been in there. And, you know, there's a few guys that haven't, which is, you know, it's not mandatory, so, you know, you can't ask them to be there. But, I know that the veterans, they're excited about getting in and working these next couple of weeks together and having a mini camp. And we're looking forward to it. You know, we've got a couple of new guys. We drafted a couple of guys that we're excited about. We signed a few guys we're excited about. So it'd be good to see how they fit in. And, you know, Coach, the sooner you get feeling good about your teammates and you've been around them, the better for your football team.
Yeah, no question about it. We're just talking about, for example, just a few minutes ago, we're talking about the culture in the clubhouse, in the locker room. It's very, very important. It's that camaraderie
it truly is. There's,
go ahead.
It's a funny process just because how it works. It's usually the teams that come together the fastest and, you know, stay together. And it's a unique deal because, like you said, we talked about before one time, you get different people from all walks of life, different types of people, really, really smart, some not as smart as the other ones. But the teams that come together as a group are usually the teams that succeed in the playoffs. And I always use this. I said, coming together is the beginning. Keeping together is a process. Working together is success. And if you can get everybody on the same page, coaches and players and that, they're usually the teams that go on in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's a very, very, very good example there of what has to happen, really, what should happen if you're going to have that type of football team that everybody wants to have. And that's important.
Yep.
So let me ask you a couple of questions here. There's been a lot of talk, a lot of smoke about maybe Julio Jones possibly going to you guys. And, of course, the hot rumor today, and there'll be another one tomorrow if he doesn't sign, but the hot one today is Seattle. But at any rate, I was excited about the possibility of maybe him going up there with you guys in Tennessee.
Well, you know, really, the coaches aren't involved in the process, and I kind of read what you read, and I just know he's a heck of a football player, and he's long, and he's hard to defend, and, you know, anytime you can add somebody like that to your team, obviously, you know, everybody's excited about it, but I really don't know where the process is, what they got in store, who, if they talked, if they didn't, I really don't, but he is a good football player, and, you know, you love to have good players on your team.
Yeah, I would give rate just overall. Do you feel comfortable with your receiving core up there? And I'm talking about not only the wide receivers, but also the people who would play in the slot and also the tight ends.
Yeah, you know, our receiver coach was a great player, and he's a great coach, and he gets the most out of those guys. And, you know, we got guys playing that are very productive that people don't even know about. And I think Rob Moore, who's a receiver coach, does an excellent job with those guys. And, you know, A.J. Brown's a great receiver. You know, you got some other guys that are up-and-comers. So I think our offense really feels good about the group that they have right now. But obviously, you know, you're always looking to upgrade at every position.
Hey, Coach, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Coach?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You do have a lot of production there, Jim, on your football team. Brown is going to be an outstanding receiver in this league, no doubt about that. He is now, and will only get better. You've got the quarterback position, which is so important, is overall, we got to say it, Tennessee, with you guys, it's in good hands. It's a sound position right now. And my goodness, the running back, which is the next question, how do you handle a running back who's going to have carried the ball as much as this young man has and will carry it in the future? How are you handling him in this offseason? Putting him on a nightgown and just letting him sit in the clubhouse and watch?
Well, you know, he's not that type of guy. He likes to be involved with the players and the team, and you know, he's not that type of guy. Just he's, first of all, you know, when you meet him, Coach, he's a great guy. You know, you just don't see the type of team. He's a good person, a nice guy. He's big. You know, I stand by him. He tires over you. He's a big body. He's a great guy. And heck of a running back. You know, he's just, he does everything that you want. You know, he really is. There's just not too many of those guys running around the street. So, you know, I know that they're going to make sure that he's ready to play when the season kicks off. And hopefully he can produce what he did last year, because that's hard to do. I mean, what he did was outstanding, having the offensive line and, you know, everybody else. But, you know, I'm looking forward to working with him again.
Oh, yeah. Now, key question, Jim. We talked about during the draft, your number one draft pick, which talking to a number of people, if he's well, you got a heck of a steal there, heck of a pick. I hope that he's doing whatever you guys are asking him to do, and he's not having any physical problems.
Yeah, you know, I don't really know exactly what, you know, what the issue is. I mean, I know what it is, but I haven't seen it. He, he's out there every day. Obviously, he's not 100% yet, but he will be. And I'm kind of looking forward to him. I think they build him the way you ask him, long, you know, athletic, smart. I mean, he's got everything you want. I mean, he can run. He's really fast. So, you know, he just has to get back on the grass and, you know, show everybody what he can do.
Yeah. Well, Jim, listen, I know you're busy. You're still in the middle of quite a bit of activity up there. So I just appreciate you taking the time to be with us. And we look forward to seeing you here in the not too distant future.
Well, I'll see you here in a couple of weeks as soon as we get done with the mini camps.